In 1981, Dayton's own Mick Montgomery turned an old factory cafeteria into the iconic music venue, Canal Street Tavern. Last week, it was announced that Mick was selling Canal Street to Bill Daniels, owner of Pizza Factory and South Park Tavern. News of the sale spread last week on social media, upsetting many, but Montgomery says he'll still be involved with the club, and for now, not much will change. First, I asked him what the club has meant to him over the last 30-plus years.
Well, that's a hard one, I'll be honest with you. It's been my life, really. People don't realize having a small business how many hours it typically takes of your week. People talk about a full-time job being 40 hours. It's to laugh, you know. But the truth is that I've had some incredible help over the years and incredible staff who helped me get started and who's worked with me over the years. And I can't describe it in any other way than it's just been a very gratifying, good experience. The artists and the acts that I've met over the years and gotten to know a little bit have been wonderful. It's been, again, a great experience. Back in the early days, everybody used to, when they came to town, they used to crash on my floor over here, and used to be wall-to-wall sleeping bags. There were nights when I had a whole Irish or Scottish bands in here and that type of thing, you know. Some pretty famous people and some people that went out of their way to just be regular people, you know. The other part of it has been the connection with local musicians over the years. The local music scene here is amazing for a town the size of Dayton, and I don't think that a lot of the locals really take it as seriously as they should. There's not a lot of credit given for just what does actually happen in this town as far as musicians and creativity and bands and so forth, and I've been proud to be a part of that too. I should say that, you know, when we've been talking about this getting together on this deal for quite a long time, and when we came to the conclusion that it would be a win-win for my involvement to remain as the booking person there, I think that was when we really started settling the deal, because I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I'm ready to turn things over to someone who can take care of things and keep the tradition alive. I'm proud of what Canal Street means on a national level and on a local level, but people don't realize the reputation that in the touring industry that the club actually has. It's so incredibly rare for a small concert venue to exist these days because it's so expensive to be on the road and to tour that everybody's amazed that I'm still there year after year, you know.
You mentioned that you're staying on as the booking agent. That's a great thing, certainly for the bands that you've built relationships with over the years, and it's a good thing for you. And tell me a little bit about the details of the sale. It will stay branded as Canal Street.
Yes, part of that deal is that I have a contract to be the exclusive booker for the club and the venue. I've started a new company called Canal Street Concerts, and will be kind of as an outside contractor for them. And I hope to work very closely with some of their guys about what they have, some of the ideas they have. We expect that this year's summer's Dayton Band Playoffs are going to be a big event. We're really hoping to get all of the local bands back excited and involved like back in the day. There were years when we had 50 or 60 bands sign up and be in that, and it was just amazing. In general, it really isn't going to be connected necessarily with South Park Tavern. It's a totally different company that has bought the property and the license from me. And Bill Daniels is the fellow who's the owner of both Pizza Factory and South Park. And he's a guy that I've known for a long time. He actually rented the kitchen space out back in the early 90s and did pizzas in there before he got his location out on Wayne Avenue. So I think it's a very good, simpatico relationship, you know. And I hope that we'll be able to work together as far as booking with what's going on over at South Park as well.
I guess just one final comment or question for you. You mentioned mm-hmm. that people in the city of Dayton perhaps underappreciate the local band scene here. But when you talk to fans who have been a part of the music scene at Canal Street for the last 20, 30 years, they talk about concerts like they just happened yesterday. There was some amazing stuff taking place there.
I've had so many wonderful conversations in the last couple of weeks from people just reminiscing or having nostalgia about different things that happened to them, from meeting their spouse or having a wedding at the club or seeing some show back in the 80s that they've still got fresh in their mind. Just like you say, they remember it like it was the best show they ever saw. Somebody was talking about the Taj Mahal show that was here back in the 80s the other night. And it just brought back all these memories for me, too, because, you know, it kind of starts getting to where it fades one night to the next. Somebody brings up a special event or an occasion like that, and it just, bingo, it's back in my mind. And it was really fun to think about, for instance, the staff that was in the club at that time. And there was a particular incident that happened that night that we laughed about. And, you know, Taj just did one of the most magnificent shows you could imagine. And he just rose to the occasion because the place was just packed. And it was the kind of wall-to-wall energy that you just can't get in an arena, you know. And he just got into the show that night amazingly. And there's been so many nights that things like that happened. And some of the, you know, people like Alison Krauss coming in and playing in a 200-seat club, that's just unheard of these days, you know. And it kind of got hard to bring those acts in, even like here in the recent past, some of the bigger acts that were on their way to blowing up when we had them were people like the Avett Brothers. And so we get them once, and the next time around, they were playing in theaters already, you know. And it's partly because it's so expensive to be touring and to be on the road. But on that national stage, we used to be quite involved in some of the big conferences that happen every year in the touring industry. And I made a lot of really good friends with people that ran other venues and agents and agencies who promote cutting-edge new artists, you know. And that's really what I care about. That's my passion, you know.
Do you have, or could you describe your documentation of what's taken place over there since Canal Street started?
Yes, I intend to. And the name Canal Street will be with me until our contract runs out, and then it will revert to the new owners. And in the meantime, one of the things that I hope to be able to do, we're trying to put a new piece into our website, canalstreettavern.com, that we have a calendar there that shows upcoming events, and we're trying to fix it so that we can go backwards. And if we can do that, and I'm being told that we can, people will be able to actually go back to 1982 and remember just exactly who opened for that show that they were at, you know. And I'm excited about that. That's going to take a lot of time and work, I think, but that's going to be fun. And I've had a lot of people express an interest in that. I mentioned the band playoffs before. That's another thing that people have definitely had an interest in. What year, who won, and who came in second, you know. And I think we're going to try to put a little part on the website about the history of the band playoffs and who has won it every year, too.
Well, I'm sure you'll have no shortage of people even interested in helping with the project. As you said, it is a lot of work. So
I've had a couple of people already volunteer, and that's true. People have offered to help me for so many years, do little things, and frankly, sometimes I'm just amazed. I'm humbled by some of people's responses to things. In the last couple of weeks, I've been blushing quite a bit. So, you know.
Mick Montgomery, I really appreciate your time. Good luck with everything, and also good luck with Canal Street Concerts.
Hey, Jerry, thanks very much. I appreciate you, too. And I appreciate the public's interest in what we're doing.